that there are over 500 million Muslim women in the world.
That's a lot of people.
You are absolutely right. That is a lot of people. And Rayouf thought a lot of them would like to use an emoji that looks like them, too. So she made her case. She waited, and then it happened. Unicode approved the hijab emoji. Rayouf was so stoked, and now she uses it every chance she can get.
Even if it has nothing to do with the hijab emoji, I just added it because, you know, it never hurts. And my friends also just, it connotes Rayouf now. Whenever they think of a hijab emoji, they think of Rayouf.
So a high school student made an emoji.
Right.
Like that's really cool.
I think so. So if you had an emoji that you wanted to add or an emoji that would describe you, Melissa, like what would you do?
I mean, I don't know if it describes me, but I feel like you put an animal in a heart to say you like, I love this animal. Like,
yeah.
Like I would put a panda in a heart.
Like a panda and then like a heart around it.
But like if you see that animal, then you can like hold it down and then there'll be the heart around it and they could send that.
Yeah, yeah. I think mine would have to be like a girl drinking coffee. I think that pretty much describes my entire life for the last 10 years.
just throwing
it back. Well, we've been to a computer lab in the 80s, to Tokyo, to the Stone Age, and I think we'll just have to decide for ourselves what the origin of the emoji was.
Do you think Scott Fallman's smiley in 1982 was the beginning of it all?
Or are you going with Shigetaka Kurita's emojis in 1999?
Maybe you have a different idea entirely.
Listeners, we want to know what you think. Head to foreverago.org to share your opinions, ideas, or just send us a high five.
Forever Ago is brought to you by Brains On and American Public Media.
It's produced by Mark Sanchez, Sandon Totten, Molly Bloom, and Elissa Dudley. We had engineering help from John Miller and Donald Patz.
Production help comes courtesy of Lauren D. Our fact checker is Ryan Katz.
We'd also like to thank Eric Ringham, Marley Foyer Worker Otto, James Kim, Sid Raskind, Tracy Mumford, and Subasa Hamano. And a special thanks to Brian Deer. He's a tech entrepreneur and the author of The Friendly Orange Glow, which includes the story of another emoji ancestor that we didn't get to today. What about you, Melissa? Any special thanks you want to give today?
I'd like to give a shout out to my best friend, Summer. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my two sisters, Tess and Julia.
All right. I think it's time for us to say waving hand emoji.
Yep, thumbs up emoji.
Bye.